Welcome to the Bonco Podcast. I'm your host, Baz O'Neill, and I'm joined today by the always dapper Kieran O'Malley, a proud Mayo man from Bunnyconlon, also known as the Galway Player. So Kieran, thank you very much for meeting me today for the podcast.
It's a pleasure. Looking forward to the chat.
Good man. Good stuff. We'll get started if you just tell me like how it all began, how you started off blogging first, when you started it, and what gave you the idea really to start a blogging or fashion blog?
Well, I suppose it started 7 years ago now. It's mad to think it's lasted that long. But I used to be a barman in a pub in town, and you'd be seeing an awful lot of stuff going on. I was single at the time, and you'd be seeing couples coming in or first dates and, you know, different stuff happening. Girls would be giving me their number when I was at work, and you wouldn't be getting it when you were on nights out. And just, you know, thinking about the psychology of dating and what was going on and stuff. And a lot of the lads were single as well, so we used to be talking about it a lot. And one of the guys recommended that I start to blog, and I hadn't a clue about blogging like that. You know, this is before most of the bloggers became well known or whatever. So I he suggested it to me, but my brother was just getting into Twitter at the time, and he was telling me how good this was. So I set up a parody Twitter account talking about someone as been amazing with women and amazing with dating and giving dating advice, and didn't tell anyone really about it. So whatever I was seeing at work, I'd be making smart comments about that, and it was going well for a while. And then one of the newspapers in Galway, the Galway Independent, used to have this singles column. But I felt it made being single out to be really depressing, and I tweeted them saying, "It's great crack, what are you on about?" So they said, "If you're so smart, you're in next week's paper." So the next thing, I wrote an article, printed it, got a good reaction. Then iRadio got on to me and they said, "Do you want to come on?" So I went on one night, and I was over in a friend's house, and I was talking about, you know, being this amazing guy with women, and they were throwing themselves at me, and I was the expert, and I was going to teach everyone else how to be so good with women. And they text me afterwards saying, "Listen, we've never got as many complaints. Will you come on every week?"
Really?
So that's kind of that's kind of how it started. So I used to be on iRadio once a week, and in the Go Independent every 2 weeks, writing dating columns. And it was just a bit of crack. I didn't really tell anyone about it. But I was working in the bar, and it was a real, you know, creative release. I'd never done any writing or anything like that before, but I found myself really enjoying it. And I'd start, say, on a Monday evening, I'd write a bit, you know, you'd come up with the concept, you'd write it, and then you'd leave it for a day or two to kind of find funnier ways to say things or create better endings and different stuff like that. And I used to get a real kick out of it. But the best part of it was that it was going well and no one knew who I was, or it was just purely because it was funny or it was resonating with people, as opposed to that I had connections or contacts or stuff like that. Like, I remember one day I was at work in the bar, and there was two girls reading the paper, and they're like, "Did you see what that bollock said this week?" And you goes, "I know, yeah. But he's kind of right." "Yeah, I know." And this was the great thing. It was a character that people used to love to hate. Yeah. Like some of the criticism I used to get on Twitter, on the radio, it was brilliant.
I used to love it.
And personal friends like giving out about this character and stuff. So it just, that was the reason it was successful, is that it was anonymous. But I suppose it was about 2 years in, and I just saw on Twitter one day that there was a blogging event going on in Galway, and I was kind of indignant that there was something going on and I hadn't been invited to it. So I decided to go along, but I didn't tell them who I was or what I was doing. And at the end of the event, everyone else that was there was given these goodie bags, and there was like €200 worth of grooming products and makeup and all this kind of stuff. And they were like, "Well, we can't give it to you because you're not a real blogger." And I was like, "Oh, fair enough." Afterwards, I looked them all up, and between the lot of them, I had more followers than all of them put together. So I was there to kind of try and get into this crack. It kind of, it grew over that, because I suppose the dating was the core element of it, and I was really enjoying that. But, you know, everything has its life cycle, and it was very tongue-in-cheek, and it was of its time. But, you know, as I say, it has its life cycle. So, but because the Galway Player brand had become successful and I was making a lot of connections, I decided to just evolve it slowly into more about fashion, lifestyle. Because like, dating was a core element of it, but everything has to do with dating. You need, you know, fashion, you need to look good going on a date. Restaurants, you need to know where is nice to eat. Hotels, where it's nice to go away for a weekend and stuff like that. Cars, you need to look nice driving up to your date and all this kind of stuff. So I felt everything kind of... I was able to experiment with different types of things and do a load of different projects as a result of this. And then, like, ultimately, I had changed jobs. I was in the bank for a couple of years then, and I was just enjoying social media so much and learning so much about it that I quit the bank. I went freelance for a while, and then I got the full-time job which I have now because of the Galway Player, because of the Twitter account. So I was on the radio so much, I used to be able to, you know, drop names and different stuff like that, and say if I was on a good night out in this pub. So just, you know, through that, I ended up getting a full-time job, which I'm doing now and absolutely love. So it's literally changed my life in the such a positive way as well.
Massive, massive. So your job now is with the Connacht Hotel Group as the...
Digital marketing manager. Yes, okay, so content creator. So when I started, it was just on Pucón and the Connacht Hotel, but now there's seven brands. So we've opened Hyde Bar, which I was involved in the creation of the brand concept there. And like that is literally designed out of Instagram. When they were giving a talk to the board of directors, they said, this is the kind of bar, the kind of girls in Kieran's Instagram are going to go to. So it was very much based on Instagram when it was being designed. And some of the key features are so Instagrammable. And like, you know, it's reflected in the success of it. If you go in there now, there's going to be a huge amount of that Instagram kind of market. 15-20. So there's three bars and three hotels. And then the gym as well, 24-hour gym that's here. Yeah. So yeah, I do all the digital marketing for the seven places.
As in the social media for all them places? That's, yes. That's your job?
Yeah.
So Facebook. It is a normal... let's say 9 to 5
yeah, Monday to Friday.
Friday job that you have, as well as your Galway player work, we'll say. Which or is it all sort of interact?
It kind of does interact. So, you know, when you're at events, you can put it up on the, say, the Pucón page and my own page as well. So it's kind of enhancing both.
Yeah.
I get to, you know, go to, say, the arts festival or the races. You know, it's helping both. So because of my personal life, I get involved to all of these things, but it can help work.
Yeah,
in that way, and the connections I have, part of the job that here will be bringing influencers and making sure, you know, if anyone's coming to go with, inviting them into our bars or looking after them and stuff like that. Yeah, so trying to get the engagement through that way. Yeah. So it's all interconnecting and it works really well.
Massive. You obviously enjoy what you do.
That's great fun. Like I'm a very social person. I love meeting people and chatting to people, and this gives me that opportunity. Like I'd have events every night of the week almost, but that's what I love. It gives me energy. So it's good fun, and you're getting to support other businesses and meet great people at the same time.
Yeah, excellent, excellent. So we'll back to the dating side of things. You're living in Galway for a good few years now at this stage, are you?
Yeah, most of my life since college. I've lived in a couple other places, but it's been Galway most of the time.
Describe your perfect date in Galway.
That's a good question. I suppose there's different types of dates. I'd always recommend like coffee as a first date. So there's lovely places to go for something like that. But you need it in a quiet setting, somewhere that you can feel comfortable. You can talk to the person because you just want to get a buzz. Like there's amazing places for dinner. Like you have, you know, Kerwin's Lane is one of the nicest restaurants in Galway, and you bring, say, someone that you've started seeing, you know, but you're at a good level with that person. There's so many amazing restaurants around town, but like I'd always go for something casual at the start. It's non-committal. We'll go for a coffee. If it's going really well, then you can move on to a drink and stuff. But if you commit to a drink or to dinner first, you know, if you're going to be there with two or three hours, you need to be kind of sure that, you know, that there is going to be a connection and stuff like that. So, like, I mean, walking the prom can be a lovely romantic
date.
I suppose people tend to be kind of nervous, and almost it's like an interview for a lot of people, a first date.
Yeah.
So you want to make sure that they're as comfortable as possible, that it's casual, it's relaxed, and then you can try and get find out if there's a connection, because like that's ultimately what you're looking for. You can see all the pictures on Tinder or Bumble or whatever, but like the only way you're going to know what someone's like is by sitting across from them and chatting to them.
I think it was Love Island or something. Myself and my wife were watching last week or the week before, and someone mentioned Tinder, and then someone mentioned Bumble, and I said, what the fuck is Bumble? So I'm well out of the loop. That train has sailed.
Plenty of Fish. There's two or three others that I signed up for this week as well. Hinge. There's another one that I'm the number one guy in Galway, but I'm pretty sure that's because I'm the only guy in Galway on it. I remember back when I was writing, I was signed up to like 24, 25 different dating sites. Jeez. There's so many of them out there, Match.com and all this. Bumble wouldn't be, Tinder's the most popular in Ireland. Plenty of Fish is there as well, but Bumble is growing. It's an interesting one. The concept of Bumble is that when you match, only the girl can message first, and she has 24 hours to message. So it puts the control in the girl's court, the ball's in her court, as opposed to Plenty of Fish, when anyone can message anyone at any time in it, unless you have a premium account, and then they can't message you. But it just, I suppose, it shows that she has a level of interest. Instead of, Tinder can be just about matching for the sake of matching.
Mm.
You know, the maybe for younger people, but it doesn't seem to be as active or engaging.
Okay.
As some dating nearly has gone like a game. It's almost like a video game. You're just swiping there out of boredom, as opposed to actually hoping to meet someone, have a date, and see where it goes.
Yeah.
Well, that's what it feels like. That's the or the feedback that I get from a lot of people at the minute. But it's interesting.
So, what's your status at the minute?
You're still single. Single at the minute. Yeah. So, race week coming up. You'd never know who I'd meet.
Fair pleasure. And speaking of race week, big week for you.
Ah, yeah. I'd say it's probably my favorite week of the year. Yeah. It's just. Galway is an absolute hive of activity. Mm. Everyone is in great form. You know, they're dressed, looking well. They're having fun. It's just such a brilliant buzz around the place. And I'm so lucky that my job involves being out there every day.
Mm.
So there's amazing people coming to the hotel. There's going to be great events on in town all week. So it's absolutely fantastic.
Mm.
Very good friend of mine, Sinead Cassidy, is the marketing manager. And she's done a brilliant job. So it really is... getting better and better every year. I've been out there like the last 3 or 4 days, and the place is looking great. There's improvements every single year, but there's just so many people coming down. Mm. And like, I'm really lucky with, you know, I'm hosting a couple of best dressed events. I was on Nationwide talking about the races and how much I'm looking forward to it, and just so many people are coming to me asking for advice and talking about the excitement of it.
That's
so
great.
It's a brilliant buzz. It's just like the arts festival is fantastic. That alone in the city is brilliant, but to come from 2 weeks of that and go straight into race week, it's just such an amazing thing for the local economy. Like, I know of hotels that literally are only here because the Galway Race has saved them. So it does mean so much for the local economy. And it's very funny in another way. Like, yesterday at work, we were all so busy getting ready for this massive week of going out and partying. Mm. Like, I've called it Rag Week for adults. It is absolutely the swap. The Buckfast for champagne and Donegal jerseys for suits, but it's basically
same thing, more or less.
But it's great fun. But it means so much for the local economy.
Yeah.
Everyone, for the last 4 or 5 weeks, it's like, I'll talk to you after the races. Like, everything is just geared towards the Galway races. And hopefully the weather is as good as it is today. It'll be an amazing week and the crowds will be fantastic.
Hopefully that's the only thing you'd be hoping for.
See, that's it. Yeah, the last couple of...
You can organise it and arrange everything. Just the weather put the icing on the cake on the week itself then.
Yeah, the last couple of Ladies' Day have been in particular. Like, some of the rain is just incredible. And that's the one thing you can't legislate against. But apart from that, everything out there is going to be so good. And they have a few more covered areas there this year. But... fingers crossed, the bookings are up for the hotels.
Mm.
It's like everyone is geared towards it, so it seems like it's going to be a fun week.
It should be. You said you're working out there every day, are you? Do you get a chance to let the hair down at all and enjoy the festivities?
It's content creation, so it will be there. But Monday we have a corporate day here for the Connacht Hotel. It's the 50th anniversary of the hotel this year, so they're making a special, and the 150th anniversary of the Galway races. So it's a special celebration. There, Tuesday, we have a lot of corporate guests that I'm going to be kind of looking after and liaising with. Wednesday, then, we have another charity event in Hyde, one of our bars, and then we'll be bringing the guests from that out to the races. So a lot of the job is content creation, so I'll be getting photographs. We sponsor one of the races on the Monday, so it's ensuring that all the social media is going up immediately. We're getting the best kind of content and we're getting that up on a regular basis. So it's work, but it's still enjoyable, and it's kind of what I'd be doing anyway. So I'm always snapping and uploading to Instagram and the different channels, so you'd be just doing it there and been in the middle of all the activity. So
please start your podcast next week.
I think it wouldn't be a bad week to start it.
Honestly, please do. I'll give you the tutorial there now. That's all you need. Talk to me about fashion at the race week. You're obviously a big fan of fashion and style. I think both for just in general, men and women's fashion. What would say you out there every day? You need a new suit or new attire for each day of the week, will you, next week?
Yeah, it's really strange. Like, last year in particular, I kind of noticed it where people were commenting on all my different outfits for the week.
Mm.
And then in the last week, I've met a lot of people, can't wait to see what you're wearing, what are you wearing during the week? So I have almost everything ready now. One of the blazers is very out there. I got I won't say a mixed reaction yesterday in the hotel, but the more fashion forward people here that I would listen to appreciated it. But yeah, I got a lot of funny looks from one of the blazers that I got for the Friday. A couple of nice suits for other days. But yeah, I don't know. I think when you look good, you feel good.
Mm.
So it's something that I was never very good at or conscious of when I was growing older or growing up. But I've become really interested in fashion, and a lot of my friends would be the kind of people that are, you know, very stylish around Galway. So you learn from them. Mm. There's some great shops in Galway City, so it's nice to support them as well. But I just personally feel that if I'm dressed well, I feel better in myself. Yeah. So it's and it's also a kind of a respect thing. Like if you're, you know, I'm so privileged to get invited to so many events. Whereas if I turned up in jeans and a t-shirt, it's like, oh, this doesn't mean that much to me. I'm just here for the sake of it. Whereas when I throw on a blazer and iron my shirt and stuff like that, you know, you've made an effort.
You're presentable.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's just, you feel more comfortable in the place, and people, I think they appreciate it. And then when you develop a reputation, like some of the people that have said to me, oh, you know, we want you because you're known for your style, I'm like, oh my god, that, you know. And you really appreciate that people are noticing that as well. Then with the female fashion, it's very interesting. Like I could be walking through the course now next week and I'll say, oh, that's a Katrina King, or that's a Jennifer Rain hat. I've got to know a lot of the milliners very well, because I suppose it's a small circle and you get to meet a lot of them.
Okay.
But I'd have a lot of friends now that are sending me their outfits, and, like, you know, you'll be honest with them as well, but you have some, you know, spectacular outfits as well next week lined up. But yeah, it's one thing I'd kind of, you know, you try and be honest with them, they're honest with me when I get the feedback. But like that, again, if you're looking good, you're feeling good. Absolutely. So you want people to be happy. And, you know, when someone has an outfit that works for them and you compliment them or you tell them about it, they really do appreciate it. And with my social media following, 70% of my followers are female. So when I'm putting up pictures of the dresses and the, you know, the friends that are out there that are into that kind of stuff, people are checking it out for that. So it's kind of something that I've developed an interest over. I kind of started going to a lot of the fashion shows because I'd know all the catwalk models and I'd be putting up funny comments and stuff like that. And that fed into what I was doing at the time. But then as I was going to these things, you know, you learn, you upscale, and now I've become really interested in it. So it's funny the way it works. Because I remember talking to a friend of mine after about 3 or 4 months that I was doing this, and I said, do you think I should write a book? She goes, Kieran, see if you get 6 months out of it first and then see how you're going. And 7 years later, you cannot plan these kind of things. Because, you know, like, no more than we were talking before we started this about doing a podcast. If I start that, I was just thinking of dating, and then you said, oh, it should be more than that. And straight away, my mind is going, oh, yeah, you're right. So, you know, you can't be too structured or restricted when you're doing these kind of things. You just don't know where these paths will lead you. But if you're open-minded about things,
I think as long as you enjoy it, like, and you're a great speaker, obviously, and you enjoy what you're talking about, the fashion lifestyle, more or less, and blogging and stuff like that. But definitely, I think it's a no-brainer.
Well, that's the biggest thing, what you just said there about enjoying it, because an awful lot of people used to message me. I'm very privileged, again, that I get sent products to test out from different companies. And you get a lot of people going, oh, I want to be a blogger, I want to get free aftershave or free clothes or free X and Y. And I always tell them, write a blog for yourself. Write it so that you enjoy it. I used to be up in my bedroom getting such a kick out of these blogs. And when I'd finish it, I'd be delighted with, you know, the way it had gone. And that was the buzz for me. I was writing, if other people didn't enjoy it, fair enough. But it turned out that they were liking it. But when you're doing something for yourself that you enjoy, because everyone is always saying to me, how are you always on the go? You're always gone 7 nights a week. But I'm having fun.
And that
gives the energy. If I was dreading going to these things, or if I was doing something that I didn't enjoy, it's mental. Like next week, you know, it's in your head. Next week I'll be out there every day and everyone's going, how will you have the stamina? But I'm having the crack. Like it's not about drink for me. It's about meeting people and having a laugh and connecting with people and stuff like that. So yeah, once you do, whatever you do, as long as you're enjoying it, then you're going to be much better at it.
Well, I'm definitely looking forward to seeing this blazer next week. Absolutely. But what do they say? Fashion is what you buy. Style is what you do with it. Instead of it. So what, in your opinion, is in at the minute for men, fashion-wise? Is it just, we'll say, three-piece suit, keep it simple, nice fit?
Yeah, well, that always kind of works. It was the kind of dark blue suits for a long time. I think we're going to see a lot of checkered suits this year out of the races. People have moved away from the Conor McGregor lookalikes completely, but you'll still have an element of that out there. People are getting bolder with their colours as well.
Yeah.
Slightly, you know, so it's moving toward in that direction as well. Blazers for the likes of this and waistcoats. I think Gareth Southgate helped out with the blazer or the waistcoat industry last summer, so you might see
Gareth Southgate,
the England manager. He was always wearing waistcoats during the summer, so they kind of, a lot of people would have picked them up last year, so I think you could see that. Chinos again, Galway lads are still going to be kind of sensible. They're not going to be too out there, but at the same time, you have a few decent fashion, you know, men's clothes shops here that would have raised elements, so they have something really out there. So then the thing that's a bit out there looks safer.
Yeah,
so they're going to go for that. So you will see, especially the younger guys, going with a lot of bright colours and stuff like that. But I think Czech kind of suits are going to be big this summer, or big this next week.
You'll be the peacock with your blazer. I have a guess at it, but I'll tell you after what I think it's going to be. Have you a favourite day of race week?
I don't know, I just get a buzz out of Ladies' Day, I suppose. There's so much fun, and I'm really lucky out there. Like, we have a great crew coming to the hotel on the Tuesday. So that's really good fun. Monday is a locals' day, so there's great energy. Everyone's, you know, just starting, they're really up for it.
Yeah.
But if the weather's good on Ladies' Day, you're just meeting so many people. Because the blogging industry is 98% female, a lot of the people that I would meet at events around the country are obviously girls, and then to have them coming to Galway on my home patch, and you know, they're looking their best and feeling their best, it's just such a fun day. It's a great buzz about it, so it's it's like a reunion every day. So I suppose Ladies' Day, but the last few years now, Friday has got very big, and like, from what I'm hearing, there's going to be a huge crowd there this Friday. Everyone that I seem to be talking to is like, I'll see you there on Friday, I'll see you on Friday.
I'll see you there on Friday.
And you won't miss me.
Oh, is that Friday your big day?
Yeah.
The big reveal. We'll see where we go. Suit-wise, have you any favourite brand of suit that you like at the minute?
Well, I've tried a few. I can't remember. I got a lovely one for the Ladies' Day now in Eddie Murphy's menswear. Can't remember what brand that is. Benetti do lovely suits, and Sixth Sense do nice stuff as well. But I've, like, last year I wore more tuxes than suits. It's funny because I have so many black tie events. So Suit Republic, I got a few. Because at work here, you go to a lot of different awards, and we used to get, you'd hire the tux and the work would pay for it. But then I ended up having, just buying a couple of tuxedos myself, because I was going to so many events and you wanted to mix it up. So, so I'd have a good range, but there's a lot of good different shops around that I can
Pick your wardrobe at home must look like James Bond's wardrobe, I'd say, does it? The tuxes and suits everywhere.
Yeah.
Grooming then is another thing you've been given advice on, isn't it?
Well, it's
on your
something.
Blog or,
I've written a good few blogs on it. Again, I get sent a lot of products, so I can try them out. I'm really interested in aftershaves. Of course, the skincare.
Yeah.
We're very lucky, both of us, to be looked after so well by Geraldine Skincare down in Westport. It's such an important thing, and I think it's something fellas don't talk about. So I get asked to try out a lot of different things. I've had laser hair removal. I've had Botox, facials, all these different things. But when you want to research them or find out about them, there isn't anywhere for lads, I found anyway. So I've been going on to the likes of Sosumi or Makeup Fairies page to find out about different treatments and different stuff. So I really respect what Geraldine has done, getting guys like yourself and, you know, the male footballers and different stuff in to destigmatize it for a start. And then so people have a reference point that can go to. Like that time I got Botox, the amount of people that were private messaging me. So I wrote a blog about it. People wouldn't publicly talk about it,
men and
women,
yeah,
but they were sending me messages asking, how was it, did it hurt, was it good, how does it look now? Like the lads at soccer were having the slag on the following week saying, don't hit him in the face and all this kind of stuff. But they're still interested and they're still asking me about it. So it's just something that's really important. I think girls are great at looking after their skin and looking after themselves, so fellas should be trying it. You know, it's a basic thing, but at the same time, it's something that we should all be, like, I know so many fellas that try their girlfriend's products when they're in the house, but there's brilliant products out there for lads. So it's just developing a routine. But like having good skin, and you know, it does make an awful difference. Like, it takes years off me. People think I'm way younger than I am. Maybe because I'm so immature. But having a skincare regime helps that as well.
Well, I think the stigma is gone now at this stage. Well,
yeah, more or less. Well,
a lot.
Like, I remember being here one day, and a lady that works in the hotel said to me, "Bet you're one of them fellas." I says, "One of what fellas?" "That moisturizes." Nah, yeah. And I was like, "Oh, here, come on."
Yeah, it's the last 20 years.
Yeah, exactly.
Could you give top three grooming tips for men?
Well, I suppose...
I know you said the skincare and that.
Yeah, skincare is essential. Like, cleansing, toning and moisturising is obviously very important. But SPF, I mean, you know, I have one in my gym bag, my football bag and in my car. Different SPFs, because you know you can forget easily before you leave the house in the morning.
I never wear it. She's always giving out to me.
To be fair, it is like, you know, all the research you do and stuff, hear about it more and more, and that you're going once a month and you're going, "I better be wearing it now," because she can tell if you're not. So that is so important. Yeah, and trying out these things, like even lads would be afraid to go for you know, spa treatments and stuff like that. But once you try it, you really appreciate it.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's investing in yourself. And like, you do feel an awful lot better after. So I do think, you know, even just having the basics, the cleanser, toner and moisturizer in your wash bag, and just developing a routine. Give yourself that 5 minutes, that extra few minutes in the morning and at night, and you will feel the difference, and you'll feel much better for it. So no one needs to know about it, but just try it. And once you get into it, keep the same products, use the same range of products, because they'll work together better, and then I guarantee people will get into it, get more interested in, and learn more about it.
Yeah, keep it to yourself, and if it works well, then start a blog.
Exactly.
I should start a blog myself, because obviously my fashion is
on point today.
If anyone can see us, we're just matchy-matchy. Pink shorts, navy top, white shoes.
Yeah,
can't go wrong. Excellent, Kieran. A few quick fire questions.
Sure.
You'd be happy enough to humor me.
We'll try it.
Favourite word?
Oh, that's a tough one. This isn't very quick fire.
As quick or as slow as you want. You can elaborate on any of the questions either.
Okay, favourite word? Passionate.
Nice. Favourite song at the minute, I suppose.
My favourite song of all time would be Pavarotti from the 1990 World Cup. I can't think of it now. Nessun Dorma. But at the minute, the one I wrote this morning about the Galway races.
Excellent. So I won't bother asking again.
We'll leave it at that.
Belt of that. No. What's the best thing about being a male blogger?
It's a gateway into so many products, and you're learning about loads of different new things that are on the market. You're getting invited to great events, you're meeting brilliant people, and it also helps me with my job.
And the worst thing about being a male blogger
is that an awful lot of people don't understand what you're doing, and your friends think you're a weirdo for going to these events all the time and slag you about going to the opening of an envelope.
Yeah, it must be hard work though, hanging around with all these beautiful women.
Oh, it's
at
tough.
A load of different events.
It's tough listening to them.
What profession, other than your own, would you like to attempt?
I'd love to be a good chef, but I don't know if I have the dedication, and also they're stuck in a roasting kitchen. I like being out talking to people, but it would be, I really respect chefs.
Yeah, good stuff. Describe yourself in three words.
Concise. messer, enthusiastic, and I'll say passionate again.
Good stuff. Have you top three Instagram influencers?
You'd have to say Dern Garrity. I think her stuff is absolutely hilarious. And what my favourite thing about her is that it's her personality that's coming across. So you like her because she's sound, which is the ultimate Irish compliment. They're sound. so it's just based on her personality that she comes across. Patrick Lockney down in Limerick, he's great style, really cool photographs, and he's a genuinely nice guy as well.
Yeah, I must get him on the podcast. I messaged him and he's on for it.
Yeah, very nice.
Every time I see his name, I think Matthew McConaughey. It's just because it's in one on Instagram.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sorry, I interrupted you.
Not at all. And who else is very good on Instagram? Yeah, there's so many people. I suppose my friend Pam Richardson, because her feed is fantastic. She's great style, and I take most of her photos, so that's why.
Good stuff. Next Friday, I'll hopefully be at the races. I'll hopefully bump into you along the way, hopefully at
Definitely,
the bar.
Yeah, absolutely.
What is your drink of choice if that happens?
Oh, I'll be in the Moët tent drinking champagne. Yes, I got a lesson from the reps that it's definitely pronounced Moët. Sounds unnatural. It's German, so it's Moët. But yeah, I'll be in the champagne tent drinking.
What's the last bit of it? Moët and Chandon.
Yeah, I think it's German and French collaboration or something. But really? Yeah, because it just sounds wrong saying Moët, but apparently that's how it's pronounced, so I'm going to go with them. Yeah, so yeah. I will, that's probably the only day I'll drink at the races, so I've taken Friday off. I'll still be doing a bit of work, social media stuff,
yeah.
But yeah, I'm going to have one or two. So last year was the Saturday that I was out there, but because I had a GA match at home, and I got taken off at half time because we were winning well to go back up to the races. It was very funny, but that's how dedicated I was. I came down, played the first game, we were hammering Kilfine, I think it was. They took me off so I could go back up to the races. So I'm not a big drinker, but I will have a few glasses. There's lots of people coming down that day, so it should be a lot of fun. And again, as I say, if we get the weather, which I'll be sipping a few glasses. Yeah. You have to, when in Rome, down, as they say.
No, hopefully I'll see you there Friday. Last question, more or less. Kieran, what do you do to relax, or do you relax?
I do, and my favourite thing is definitely walking the prom in Salt Hill. I did it at 11 o'clock last night with a really good friend. I did it this morning at 9:30 again. I throw my phones in the car. It's the one time that I'm switched off. Leave my watch there, which is connected to my phones, and just go out and kind of absorb the sea air. I just love it out there.
It's
a brilliant place to switch off. So I'm there like all year round. It was packed out there when I was leaving it earlier, but it really energizes me. I absolutely love it out there. You always see a familiar face or two, but I don't know, whatever it is about the air, I always feel much better after I come out of there. So play soccer as well. Five-a-side is great for kind of switching off as well and having the crack, and you feel good after it. But definitely if I'm having a bad day or just any day, I walk the prom as often as I can.
Yeah,
it's great.
That's where I'm hitting for after this now, the kids, and hopefully the tide is in so we can
lip
off the pier.
It was.
We'll see how we go. Perfect, Kieran. Thanks very much. Will you give us your platforms, your social media, so just before we finish?
Yeah, I'm at Galway Player on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook. And it's Kieran O'Malley. If you want to add me as a friend on Facebook, I'm normal enough. So you can see what's going on in Galway through most of my pages. As I said, I'm really lucky. I get to attend all the best events in Galway and to see the city, this amazing city. Like, it's just such an unbelievable place to live, and you get so much energy. But then anywhere is great if you engage and you get, you know, get into it. Whereas there's people that will just go home every evening and sit there and stare in their phones for the night. So, you know, you can make the best of your life no matter where you are. But Galway is particularly a good place. There's always something good going on. So, yeah, follow me on Twitter, Instagram and Facebook at Galway Player.
Excellent. Galway Player, Kieran O'Malley, thank you very much. Hopefully see you at the races next week.
Definitely.
Enjoy it. Thank you.